From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Waiting in line for an iPhone is so last week. Now fans are lounging in their lawn chairs in front of movie theaters for tickets to Twilight Eclipse. They'll have to wait till midnight to see the film, but Bob Mondello can tell you all about it right now.
This time, it's war or something.
What's starting?
What's starting is a war with the newborns, fresh-bitten vampires who are stronger than the usual sort, apparently. But the blood sport that Twilight fans will care about is the fight for high school heroine Bella between chilly but sparkly vampire Edward and hot-blooded wolf boy Jacob, he of the washboard abs. Edward ended the last movie with a proposal of marriage, so everything's decided, right? Not so much.
Edward?
If you ever touch her against her will again...
Don't do this!
She's not sure what she wants.
Don't do this!
Let me give you a clue.
Wait for her to say the words.
Fine. And she will.
Jacob, just go, okay?
Chest thumping aside, that newborn vampire army headed their way from Seattle means the werewolves and the vampires need to work together to defeat them. Mostly this involves striking poses in the woods, snarling a lot, and waiting. A lot. Also much bickering between Edward and Jacob in the school parking lot.
He's checking to see if you're still human.
Look, I'm here to warn you. If your kind come on our land again,
you should leave.
It was during one of these bouts of male posturing that Kristen Stewart's Bella, refusing to choose sides, said, "I'm Switzerland." And it hit me. I'd been seeing this story in terms of high school gangs, sharks and jets, or wolves and bats, or whatever. But there's a much better metaphor, geopolitics, aging European aristocracy, Edward being 109 years old and downright Byronic, meets brawny all-American boy, Jacob having apparently spent most of his 16 years in his tribe's gymnasium. Pasty anemic Edward loves poetry and sitting in blossom-filled meadows. Virile Jacob likes hikes in the woods and sitting round campfires. I mean, sure, there'll be allies when the newborns threaten, but they're basically from different worlds. Even their acting styles match up. Robert Pattinson's an English thespian, giving Edward sad eyes and a smile that looks like indigestion. Taylor Lautner's Jacob is such a chest-thumping Brando wannabe, you half expect him to yell, "Bella!" The film around them has pretty scenery, pretty people, pretty wolves, and pretty broad winks at the audience, including a jokey male bonding scene atop a mountain in a tent. Bella falls asleep between her two hunky boyfriends, and they talk about the pain of love till the sun comes up. All it needs is a herd of sheep outside. Director David Slade keeps the action brisk and the time-killing attractive. There are better special effects than last time, and Bella gets to be brave when it counts, all of which should be like a freshly opened vein for fans, especially as it results in Twilight Eclipse ending up almost exactly where it started. Weddings still to come. Can you wait? I'm Bob Mondello.